welcome back to the Darrell Johnson Show. I'm your host, officially Darrell Johnson. Episode 22, man, I had to come back. Normally, I would wait to do another podcast, but I'm so pumped up. I'm so focused, man. I'm so motivated to get my dreams in and to crush my goals every single day. This ain't nothing fake about it. You know what I'm saying? Everybody that knows me personally or that's ever been around me knows I'm at this every single day. I'm going to win this war. And that's what this episode is called. Win the war. Okay? Win the war. We are all at war every single day with America, whether we want to believe it or not. People have bills. People are trapped inside their bills. People hate the job that they're at. People hate the situation they're in. You are at war, okay? And you're trying to win this war. You have to win this war. You cannot let these people, whether you want to call it the government, whether you want to call it the Illuminati, whether you want to call it the Rothschilds, whether you want to call it the Federal Reserve, whether you want it to call it poverty, whether you want it to call it homelessness, whether you want it to be called, whether you want it to call it bills, you have to win the war, okay? That is the enemy. The enemy are those things that I just named. You have to win this war, okay? You cannot lose this battle, because if you lose this battle, it's going to kill the people that's around you, okay? You're going to war for them. Stop thinking that this war is just about yourself. This war is about your family. This war is about the people that you love. You're doing all of this stuff so you can keep the people around you safe, so you can give them the best life that they need to live. And you're at it. Like, you have been chosen by God to be the forefront in this war. So I don't need you to be in your feelings every single day. I don't need you to be thinking about why this is going wrong, why this is going bad, because you are at war. You don't have time for that. You're going to get killed thinking too much. Okay, I need you to think about action. I need you to think about strategies, tactics. What can you do to make sure that if the enemy tries to catch you off guard, you shoot him and you kill him? Okay, this is how the mindset that you need to have. I know that this is probably coming off as an aggression, but we are really at war, man. Like, if you don't pay your bills, they're going to kick you out of your house. They may not do it. No, well, they actually are. Like, if you don't pay your bills, they're going to call the police to kick you out of your house. So you're at war. Like, you need to make sure that you apply this mindset to every single day that you're living, because these people want to see you fail. These people want to see you outside homeless on the street. And for a second, if you think that they don't want to see it, I dare you to go downtown in your city and you look at all those homeless people out there. Those are the people that lost the war. Those are the people that have been defeated. But I'm here to tell you that we are not going to be defeated. We are going to win this war. You are going to get your dreams. You are going to get your goals. You are going to overcome all of those bills that you got. You're going to get past all of the debt that you got right now. You're going to pay that car off. You're going to pay that house off. You're going to take care of your kids. You're going to make sure that you're dressing right every single day. You're going to live the best life that you want to live. You're going to be the best version of yourself. Okay? I normally come on my podcast and I'd be so calm about it. But today, I'm so amped up because I just realized, man, like, these people do not want to see us win. These people want to see us down, man. They want to see us struggling. They want to see us smoking cigarettes every single day. They want to see us smoking weed and feeling depressed and drinking our lives away and going to the hospital just to get a high bill and being stressed about that, arguing with your lover, arguing with your family. These people do not want to see you happy. Regardless of what they portray, these people do not want to see you happy. That's why when you become a millionaire, they start taking your taxes away because, oh, they feel like you're getting too rich. Now you owe them something. These people are at war with us, man. Forget all this. I'm going to be calm about it. I'm going to be, you know, society is not like that. Oh, no, we are at war. And if we realize that we're at war, we're going to make sure we have our ammo ready. We're going to make sure that we have strategies in place in case somebody tries to snipe us or the enemy tries to come sneak up on us and take us off guard or something like that. We are going to make sure that we are prepared for the battle. Okay? Now, a lot of us right now may not be in battle. Maybe we're just in the preparing stages. We're not at battle. Something hasn't popped up yet on you, but I guarantee you it will. Okay, somebody's going to have cancer in your family. Somebody is going to, at the end of the month, somebody going to say that they ain't got the rent. Somebody is going to go be, somebody's going to be going through an addiction. They're going to be trying to get through it. You have to be the person that steps up and goes to war with that. You have to be the person, not for yourself, but for your family. You cannot be defeated for your family. This is not about you. This is about protecting the people that you love. It is a guaranteed fact that you need to get $1 million. You need to be rich because you need to make sure that your family doesn't starve. And America does not care whether you're rich or not. They don't care. So today we are at war. We are at war. We might as well have guns in our hands. But you know what? Instead of having guns in our hands, we're going to use our mind. We're going to use our smartphones. We're going to use our hands. We're going to use our eyes. We're going to use our ears. We're going to use our brains. We're going to outthink America. We're going to use our brains. Really? We're going to use our brains to win this war. We're going to outsmart them. Because they think that we stupid. They think that we these little people that's going to go to work every single day, that's going to, we got dreams and all of this stuff, and we hoping, and we going to wake up and take action towards that. And then if we somehow get rich, they're going to take taxes from us and all of that. But I swear, we're going to outsmart them, man, because today all of us are going to have this war mindset, and we're going to start researching on every single thing that America thought that we wouldn't research. We're going to become smart at everything that America did not teach us. So this is war. Okay. Nothing else around it. And if you don't feel like it's war, I guarantee you, you look at your bills. You stop paying those bills one time and see what happens. See where they put you at. They're going to put you outside on that street and your stomach is going to be growling. Your stomach is going to be growling. If you don't think it's another man on the side of that, that's orchestrating that strategy to put you outside if you don't pay that bill, you're wrong. It's another man that's making all of this happen. So you're at war with that man. Some people call that man a Jew. Some people say it's white people. Hey, some people say it's a black person. Some people say it's the Illuminati. Some people say it's the Chinese. Some people say it's Donald Trump. I don't care who it is. You're at war with that person, and you need to kill that person. You need to kill that person. You need to kill him with doing research. You need to kill him with passion, with ambition, with energy. You need to kill him, okay? And if you don't kill him, he's going to kill you. It may not be physical, but mental, he's going to kill you. So today, stop everything you're doing, realize you have war, and come up with strategies to win the war. I see you on the next podcast.